this really does seem to be the end of the road, at least from a legal standpoint, for Evergrande. It was repeatedly given additional time to come up with a restructuring plan, but that has failed to materialize. And despite asking for another adjournment today, in her ruling, Justice Linda Chan said that, look, this hasn't been a concrete plan that they've put forward, and therefore the court must decide that enough is enough. So, you know, the other thing is that the chances of liquidation had increased dramatically since the last hearing in December, because since then another group of ad hoc creditors had joined the petition, holding notes with a valuation of $6 billion.